When life hits you hard, like I'm talking really, really, really hard. When crap hits the fan, right? Who do you call at 3 a.m.? Not just some casual buddy that you grab a beer with on the weekend or a guy that you see at church. No, I'm talking about that man, the man that you call when everything is crumbling. You're dialing him up in the dead of the night, and before that second ring, you know he's rolling out of bed, throwing on his pants, and even clicking that pistol into place. He doesn't ask what's going on. He assumes it's serious, and he's already got your back, ready to do whatever it takes. Now, let's flip that question. Do you have that kind of friend? Or better yet, are you that? Because in this life, it's not about how many guys that you can hang out with when things are easy. It's about who's willing to get dirty with you when the whole world is against you. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17 tells us, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. The Bible is clear that true friends stick closer than family sometimes. And they are there through the thick and the thin. We all need that brother who doesn't run when things get tough. What does he do? He steps in the face. And he steps in and faces that storm with you, right? That's what I'm talking about. Welcome back to Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I am your host, as always, Preacher Joe. I'm a Marine Corps veteran, a preacher of the gospel, and a man who's learned firsthand what it means to be ready. Not just when it's convenient, but at all times. Today's episode comes straight from the truth bomb I stumbled across online. I can't even remember the guy's name who said it, but man, it hit me right in the chest, right? He said there's a difference between a 6 p.m. friend and a 3 a.m. friend. And let me tell you what, that phrase has stuck to me like glue, right? A 6 p.m. friend, let me explain this to you. A 6 p.m. friend is one that you can laugh and joke around with, enjoy some good times. But after 6 p.m., he's busy. You know what I mean? Got his old days going on. But a 3 a.m. friend, he's different. When you could call him in the dead of night, he's already thinking, where's the shovel? How far are we going to be digging, or how deep are we going to be digging this hole? No hesitation, no questions, just pure loyalty. No matter what. And you know, after hearing that, I could not shake the idea that this is something that we need to dive into. Why? Because we are living in a world where way too many men are missing out on that brotherhood, a real ride or die connection. John chapter 15, verse 13 states, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus set the example for us of ultimate sacrifice, right? Now, most of us are not going to be asked to literally lay down our lives, but that same level of commitment, though, that willingness to drop everything for a brother in need is what makes a true friend. That is what Jesus modeled, and that is what we should strive for in our own relationships. Here's the harsh truth. Most men today do not have that 3 a.m. friend. They have got plenty of acquaintances, guys they can laugh with, grab a beer after work. But when that storm of life hits, right, they're left standing alone. Those 6 p.m. friendships are good, as good as they are. Man, don't hold up when things get ugly. And without that real brotherhood, men are out there fighting their battles solo, wondering why they're losing. But listen, God did not design us to go through this life alone. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 10 lays it out there for us clearly. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. You see, scripture backs all this up, right? Life is not meant to be a solo mission. We weren't created to go at it alone. Even Jesus, in his darkest hour, brought his disciples with him to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. He did not isolate, right? He didn't isolate. He sought out the support of his closest brothers, even though they let him down. That shows us two things. First, even the strongest among us need support. And second, real brotherhood is not about perfection. It's about presence. Today, we're going deep into what it means to be a 3M friend. The kind of brother who's there when everything falls apart. We will unpack why so many men are lacking this level of connection and how the world's message of tough it out alone is killing our ability to build real brotherhood. I'm talking about the kind of relationships that go way beyond the surface, where faith, trust, and loyalty are the glue holding up together. Stay with me, because by the end of this episode, you're not just going to know what it takes to have that radiant friend. You're going to know how to become that friend yourself. You're going to learn how to build those bonds that withstand the toughest of times, where you know without a doubt that when life comes crashing down, you've got men who will be there in your corner no matter what. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24 tells us, a man that hath friends must show himself, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. If you want to have those deep connections, my brothers, you've got to be willing to show up for others. This isn't about being perfect. No, it's not. It's about the present. It's about being present and committed. So here's my promise to you today. Before we wrap up, you're going to walk away with a clear understanding of what it takes to cultivate that brotherhood, one that's rooted in Christ, where loyalty runs deep, and where support is unwavering. Now, because listen up, right? Every man, no matter how strong he thinks he is, in his crew, a band of brothers who will stand with him when the chips are down. And here's the kicker, folks. We're not just going to talk about what it looks like. I'm giving you practical tools to build it. We will be talking about trust, vulnerability, and the power of a shared faith in Jesus Christ, the ultimate friend, who has been there at all hours of the day or night. Romans chapter 12, verse 10 reminds us to be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. See, that's the kind of loyalty we're talking about. The kind of love and honor that says, I'm here for you, brother, no matter what. Now, let's go ahead and dive into the meat of the conversation. We've all been taught that men should be tough, that we shouldn't rely on others. We're conditioned to think that being strong means going at it alone, taking on the world with nothing but grit. But that's not strength. Not at all, my brothers. That's isolation. And isolation will eat you alive. Proverbs 27:17 puts it plainly. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. See, that's the essence a brotherhood right there. Men sharpening each other, making each other stronger for the battles ahead. Look at Jesus, right? When he was in his darkest hour in Gethsemane, what did he do? He asked his disciples to stay with him, to pray with him. Even the Son of God did not face his trials alone. He surrounded himself with those that he trusted, even when they failed him. That's a lesson for us all. A lesson for all of us. Okay? No man is meant to stand alone. This 3 a.m. friend is the guy who will stand in the gap for you when everything else is falling apart. He's the man who will pull back from the hill, as you were. He's the man that will pull you back from the edge when you're ready to throw in the towel. It's not just about being there physically. It's about showing up emotionally and spiritually, knowing that when life knocks you down, your brother's there. And when life locks your brother down, you're the one who picks him up. Here we go. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 gives us this command. bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. See, that's what being a 3M friend is all about. Carrying each other's burdens. Standing shoulder to shoulder in the trenches. Knowing that your brother has got your back. And you've got his. IGY6, both of it, brothers. IGY6. And with that, I want to leave you with this challenge, right? I want to leave you with this challenge. Who's your 3M friend? And more importantly, are you being that friend of salt for someone else? Remember, life's not about going it alone. It's about brotherhood, the faith, and the strength that we find in each other through Christ. James 5:16 tells us to confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. See, true brotherhood involves honesty, vulnerability, and prayer. It's not just about being strong. It's about being real. That's how you build lasting godly friendships. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless.